Jack Pelton says biz jets are making a comeback in Europe. The FAA wants to fine a Delaware company almost $300,000. And an airport battles pilots upset over losing their hangars. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, May 5th, 2010. EBACE is going on this week. Cessna CEO Jack Pelton told attendees at the European Business Aviation Convention and Exhibition in Geneva, Switzerland, that the business jet industry is showing signs of returning to life in Europe. Quote, "Levels of interest in our aircraft are definitely beginning to pick up. And while the recovery may be slow, there are reasons for optimism," unquote. Pelton added that Cessna expects the Citation CJ4 to be a good match for Europe, offering current Citation owners and operators an opportunity to upgrade. The 4 is on display in Europe for the first time at EBACE and expected to receive EASA certification by the end of this year. The FAA has proposed a $297,000 civil penalty against Air Mods and Repair Corporation of Wilmington, Delaware, for allegedly operating two general aviation aircraft when they were not in compliance with the FAR. The FAA alleges that an FAA flight standards inspection of a proposed flight school at the Air Mods facility at Robbinsville, New Jersey, revealed maintenance problems with a Piper PA-23 Aztec Twin and a single-engine Piper PA-28 Warrior. The FAA told the company repairs were needed before further flight of either aircraft. Air Mods is accused of operating the Warrior on 19 subsequent flights and the Aztec on 6 flights, all during the winter of 2009, without making the required repairs to either aircraft. The company now has 30 days to respond. Two companies that provide hangar space to the business aviation community at Reno Tahoe Airport in Nevada will be closing their doors when their leases expire June 30th. And some pilots are charging that airport officials want the space for new businesses that will pay increased rents. Airport Authority President Chris Bart said the leases for Sierra Air and JetWest, both long-term businesses on the field, are being adjusted to reflect current market value, but that no business or individual is being asked to leave. He tells the Nevada Appeal it is a small group of pilots who are upset that companies from which they rent hangars are leaving the airport, and adds that one of the companies would have had to make a substantial investment to bring its facilities up to current standards. The Washoe County Commission has now entered the fray, realizing that if the GA aircraft currently hangared at Reno Tahoe move out of the county, the government coffers there could lose as much as $2 million a year in tax revenue. The commissioners have the issue on their June 22nd meeting agenda. Up next on ANN, a Canadian STC allows Becker comm radios in popular helicopters. The Hawker 800XP gets an upgrade that also saves on maintenance. And HBC partners with ExecuJet to serve customers worldwide. You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. For 3 years running, the Cirrus SR-22 G2 has been the world's best-selling single-engine four-seat airplane. Today, the SR-22 G2 defines the new Cirrus standard model. Why? We'd love to invite you to see for yourself by taking a ride in the new breed of airplane that has taken the aviation industry by storm. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for Cinco de Mayo. I'm Paul Platt. Becker Avionics says the efficient design and rugged construction of its VHF comm radios makes them ideal for the demanding and harsh environments commonplace in helicopter service. Apparently, Transport Canada agrees. Maxcraft Avionics in British Columbia has received a Canadian STC for installation of the Becker AR-3202 and AR-3209 transceivers in several Bell and Sikorsky models. The radios both feature 25 kHz channel spacing, are designed for 28-volt systems, and have 20 memory presets. They can either replace legacy radios in standard panel racks or be added as supplemental equipment. Hawker Beechcraft Services this week is announcing an upgrade package for the Hawker 800XP. The 800XPR will be available only through factory-owned HBS facilities and replaces the aircraft's original engines with new technology TFE 731-50R power plants and improves aerodynamics with company-designed winglets. Certification is expected this year. HBS says the engines are capable of 5,000 pounds of thrust, but are flat-rated to 4,660 to create a robust interstage turbine temperature margin for improved performance and durability. The package promises 7% better specific fuel consumption and 43% longer intervals for both major periodic and core zone inspections, which allows a 32% reduction in Honeywell's minimum maintenance service plan costs. High and hot performance is also improved, and the upgrade shaves 3 full minutes off a climb to 37,000 feet. There's also an avionics upgrade option. Find out more at HawkerBeechcraft.com. At eBase, Hawker Beechcraft Corporation announced a partnership with ExecuJet of Zurich, Switzerland, to provide delivery and initial phase operation support for international customers of HBC's turbine aircraft. ExecuJet has operations worldwide and offers a full range of services and aircraft support through a program called SimpliFly. The agreement is designed to augment Hawker Beechcraft's existing international sales support staff and resources by accessing some of the assets of ExecuJet's 800 employees located at 5 regional offices around the world. Still ahead, Britain's Prince Harry has qualified as an Army helicopter pilot. A British Airways long-haul flight has all 8 lavatories failed. And Jeff Skiles is the perfect guy for this job. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, May 5th. I'm Paul Plack. Britain's Prince Harry spent 3 months directing airstrikes as a forward air controller in Afghanistan's Helmand province. He tells Fox News he hopes to go back now, but this time as a pilot in the Army Air Corps. He expects to learn this week whether he'll be flying Apache attack ships or the Lynx battlefield utility helo. The Ministry of Defense says that once it's determined which aircraft Harry will fly, he'll get additional training specific to that aircraft. Meanwhile, Harry will be presented with his wings this week by his father, Prince Charles, who also flew helicopters when he was in the military in the 1970s. Overflowing bathrooms. They're not just for tarmac strandings anymore. The London Daily Mail reports that the pilot of a British Airways 767 asked his passengers to go easy on the beverages after all 8 lavatories on the plane became unusable 2.5 hours into a 12-hour flight to Grand Cayman. That includes the one in the Club World cabin. Shortly after the plane took off, it became clear that 6 of the lavs were blocked, and the remaining 2 went down a short time later, when the tanks became full. Airline officials say the tanks were not emptied when the plane was serviced before takeoff, and had they known, the flight would not have departed Heathrow in that condition. The tanks were finally emptied in Nassau, so at least the passengers were comfortable for that last short leg of the flight. So much for that weight and balance slip. And finally, the American Association of Airport Executives is holding its bird strike conference here in Salt Lake City, June 21st through the 24th. They've gone with a pretty obvious choice for keynote speaker. Jeff Skiles. Yeah, that Jeff Skiles, first officer on U.S. Airways Flight 1549, which ditched in the Hudson after colliding with a flock of geese. Skiles will talk about that unforgettable day and the training, preparedness, and teamwork that saved everyone's lives. In addition to his 15,000 hours of flight time, which have included instruction, cargo flights, and work for a commuter airline before U.S. Airways, Jeff earned a Bachelor of Science degree in geology from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And that's an impressive credential, to be sure, but he's actually better paid these days in his role as an amateur ornithologist. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll wrap up my conversation with Jay Carter by getting his thoughts on just how many driveways will one day hold a personal air vehicle. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.